The family reunion began without a hitch. They started the rides and fired up the barbecue pits. Some joined in a sing-along, while others stood and cheered on the participants at the pie-eating contest. With every game, there was a prize and a sore elbow or a scraped knee. One game made George nervous, riding a horse while attempting to rope a bull. Everyone teased and taunted him, but George lassoed the bull and got him down on his side. George raised his hands in the air and was about to walk away when he heard Yolanda yell, "George, you crazy fool, you won!" Now the most popular game was about to begin. Farmer John and Mary took the mic, stepped up on the stage, and announced that the family treasure hunt was about to begin. Everyone, no matter young or old, was given a shovel, a wagon, and a map. The treasure hunt wouldn't be easy. Everyone would have to think hard to find it. The map was like a riddle to puzzle their minds. It read this way: "The treasure chest is buried in a secret place, so if you find it, promise not to tell. It is where a string is tied to a six-pack to keep the soda cool. It is where the mountain's reflection is hidden behind the bales of hay. It waves like the tall blades of grass on a cool, windy day. If you find yourself standing next to the well, you've gone too far. And if you still find yourself wandering around the barn, I must tell you, you're doing just great. Just be careful not to trip over the rake, for your search will be over. There is an X on the spot on top of the dirt, and beneath the earth lays a treasure that is great. This I promise. All you have to do is dig it up." So with their shovels, wagons, and riddle maps, everyone started on their way. Everyone, that is, except for George, Yolanda, Mary, and John. They stayed and waited patiently to see which family member would return with the treasure chest. As for Sandy, she was having her problems. She tried her best to figure out Farmer John's riddle, and she came up with a plan that she believed would work. She would convince someone to work with her to figure out the riddle map. Sandy walked over to her cousins, Bobby, Joseph, and Tim. One of the boys questioned, "Hey, Sandy, do you need some help with the riddle map?" Sandy replied, "Yes, I'm sure together we can figure it out. And if we find the treasure chest, we will split the prize." Everyone agreed to the terms, but before long, the boys started arguing. "Bobby," said Tim, "it will take all day to get to the bottom of all those bales of hay, so if you don't want to help, then just stand there and watch, but we won't split the treasure with you." Feeling blue, Sandy took her wagon and walked off. When she reached the freshly plowed field, she saw three girls up ahead, heading towards the tall grass near the well. "Oh no," she thought to herself, "they saw me. Don't look, here they come now." Sandy took her wagon and turned back to the boys. A moment later, her cousins, Tammy, Renee, and Regina, walked up. Bobby asked, "Would you girls like some help looking for the treasure? We can all split the prize." Tammy answered, "No, thank you." She looked haughtily at Sandy. "My dear little cousin Sandy, that grass is too high for a girl of your size." "Yeah," added Renee, "you might end up lost inside the high grass if you trip and fall." "Sandy," continued Tammy, "maybe the best thing for you to do is go back and ask your dad." "That's a good idea," said Sandy, "but before I go, I should tell you something." "And what is that?" asked Regina. "Just be careful going through that tall grass, because rabbits, rats, and garden snakes may live inside." "Okay, Sandy, enough is enough," retorted Tammy. "Now run along and go ask your dad." As Sandy walked away, her cousin Regina turned to say, "Don't listen to Sandy, don't pay her any mind, for in this high grass the treasure we'll find." The three girls headed into the tall grass. Then, just moments later, they came running out screaming at the top of their lungs and waving their arms. When Sandy finally reached the family reunion site, she asked everyone if they had seen her father, but they all replied no. She decided she would just try her luck at the carnival grounds. Sure enough, it was there she found her father talking with Hector.
"Good afternoon, Hector," said Sandy.
"Good afternoon, Sandy," replied Hector.
"Hey, Dad, I have a problem. Maybe you can help me?" asked Sandy. "Maybe you can help me figure out this map of riddles that Uncle John made."
"Sandy, my darling," her dad answered, "I would really like to help you, but Hector and I are really busy. You're just going to have to solve the riddles on your own." With a sad face and feeling kind of blue, Sandy went back to the barnyard without a clue. "I don't know how to solve this riddle," she thought. "What should I do?" She sat on the tree stump that Farmer John used to chop firewood. She read the map over and over until the words became stuck in her head. She read it so much that her eyes became blurry. Just when she was about to give up, a few words hit her. They clearly stood out from the rest.